Lonesome train on a midnight track, wailing down the darkness. 200 souls thundering toward eternity. Transcribed from Greenville in South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. In the next 15 minutes, you'll race through the darkness on a train headed for destruction. And in the end, you will be the one to judge if everything possible was done.
Hey, what's up, Chief? We got a hot box?
No, Sam, Flagstaff.
Flagstaff? Well, here in the middle of no place? I didn't know they stopped a limited at a Flagstaff like this.
Well, we don't ordinarily. I got word at the last stop to pick up a very important passenger here.
I sure hope he's a big tipper. I've had mighty skinny picking so far this trip.
That must be him coming now.
That's funny. He don't have no luggage.
This way, sir, over here.
Thank you. I know the way.
Your berth is made up, sir. The porter will show you.
Yes, sir. Follow me. Watch your step.
What?
I'll take you to your berth.
Thank you. That won't be necessary. I have to go to the lounge car first. I know the way. Thank you very much.
Strange man, wasn't he, Sam? Did you notice his eyes?
No, sir. Can't say I did.
Well, they seemed to stare right through me.
Yes, sir. He sure talked funny, too. Like he knew all about this train without never having been on it before.
He reminds me of somebody I used to know way back.
Huh. I know who he remembers me of, all right, all right.
Sam?
Yes, sir, Chief?
I know who he reminds me of now. Those eyes. My Sunday school teacher had eyes like that.
Lonesome train wailing down a midnight track. 200 souls on board, thundering toward eternity. And in all the world, only the two men in Control Tower 45 know anything about it.
You'd better throw that switch back onto the main line for the Limited. She's due in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, I'll set her up. Huh, that's funny.
What's the matter, Joe?
I don't know. I guess I'm sleepier than I thought. I can't seem to get this switch to throw.
What happened?
Nothing. That's just it. I pressed a button to activate the switch on number 4, and the indicator light didn't even flicker.
Move over.
I set the switches just like always, and...
Shut up. Let me think this through. I'll set them up all over again. That's the safest way.
See? She won't even kick over.
Yeah, but she's got to. The Limited's coming through there in a few minutes.
We've got to stop that train. We'll have to throw the signal on red.
Yeah, I can't do that. The storm knocked out the lines in that block. Say, listen, there's a highway crosses the tracks about 2 miles before that switch. If we can get a hold of Johnson at Three Forks, get on that phone. Tell the operator it's life and death.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to try to get these relays to work.
Lonesome train on a midnight track, wailing down the darkness. 200 souls thundering toward eternity, and one was a businessman.
Yes, sir. I'm a self-made man, and I'm proud of it. Everything I know, I had to dig for myself. Every cent I had, I made the hard way by being smart and working a little harder than the next guy. What business are you in, Mr.?
Smith is a good name as many, I imagine.
Mr. Smith, what business are you in?
I suppose messenger service would be about as close as you could get.
Big company, eh?
The largest.
It pays to get a big company. I'm a rich man, a very rich man, all because I got into the right company.
What's going to happen to you, Mr. Barker? What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Oh, a religious crackpot, eh? Well, you listen to me. I don't know if there's anything going on after we die or not. But if there is, I'm going to be all right. I've worked hard. I'm no saint, but I'm no devil either. I've lived as good as I knew how and...
But by grace are ye saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
You talk like an old Salvation Army captain I used to know. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told him. You're just a man. What do you know about God? Now, if an angel messenger were to appear in front of me and tell me I had to do something about my soul, I'd probably believe him.
Would you, Mr. Barker? Would you really? I think you'd probably tell him how you became a self-made man. Goodbye, Mr. Barker.
Funny. He reminds me of someone I used to know. It's his eyes. Yeah, that's who he reminds me of. This old Salvation Army captain.
Confound these switches. It's no use. Our only chance is to stop the train.
It's been ringing for a long time. Maybe Johnson's not home.
Of course he's home. He's got to be. Tell her to keep ringing.
Hey, here he is.
Give me that. Hello, Johnson. The Limited is due at the crossing of the old highway in about 10 minutes. You've got to stop it. We've got a switch stuck. Put your car on the tracks with the lights shining down the line if you have to, but stop that train.
Lonesome train wailing down a midnight track. 200 souls thundering toward eternity, and one is a bride.
This seat's taken, mister.
I know. Your husband will be back in just a moment, and we don't have much time. You love your husband very much, don't you?
Who are you? I think you're rude. I'm going to call Bill. Your eyes, they look right through me like... like my father's used to.
Your father taught you the way of salvation, did he not?
Why, yes.
And yet you've never spoken to your husband about Christ?
Oh, but we've only been just gotten married. I'm going to tell him when we settle down a little. Mm-hmm.
You should have told him before you were married. Now you have only 8 minutes left. He's coming now. Will you tell him?
Oh, but he'll think I'm crazy. I've put it off so long, he'll
you
think...
have only 8 minutes left.
Oh, wait! Don't go. You tell him for
I
me.
I cannot stay. You must tell him.
Get that, Joe.
Hello? What? It's Johnson. He can't get his car started.
Oh, for heaven's sake, man, give me that. Don't you have a horse or bicycle? Anything. Well, try it. Try anything, and for heaven's sake, hurry!
Lonesome train on a midnight track, wailing down the darkness. 200 souls thundering toward eternity. And one is a young man.
No, that seat's not taken.
Thank you.
Say, don't I know you?
I imagine not.
You look just like a fella I used to know in the Army. Kind of a pious sort of joker, always reading his Bible and whistling hymns. Always telling me I ought to get right with God. Said I might be killed any time. Said I didn't live right.
Hmm. Well, did you?
I was no worse than most. I don't think it makes too much difference anyway. As long as you don't hurt nobody but yourself.
Perhaps you missed the real meaning. You see, when a body dies, the soul lives on. And whether that soul is to live eternally with God or eternally in hell depends upon the decision made concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, in this life.
Oh, for crying out loud. You don't only look like him, you sound like him. You a religious crank, too?
I am a messenger.
Yeah, well, look, that stuff's all right for the Aborigines in Africa, but I'm an intelligent American citizen.
But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah, sure. Who hasn't? God can't blame us for missing the mark once in a while if we do our best, by and large.
But God holds you personally responsible for every wrong thing you've ever done. It is written, if a man keeps the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
Well, there you are. What chance has a poor guy got? He's licked before he starts out. So why not just give up at the beginning and enjoy life?
Well, because Christ in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness.
Now, what do you mean by that routine?
God sent his own Son to earth to die on a cross in payment for man's sin.
Okay, so that means it's paid for. It's everybody so worried about.
The check has been written, but you must endorse it. If you reject God's gift of love to you, you must suffer eternal damnation.
Well, look, I'm sorry if I seem to be stuffy, but you get on my nerves with that kind of talk.
There is nothing of greater importance to you than this.
Yeah, sure, but let's just drop it, huh? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe when I get older, more settled down, but not now.
There is never as much time for decision as you may think.
Yeah, well, I'm healthy, and I'm not planning on kicking off very soon. Got a lot of living to put in.
No, you have only 1 minute left. Your decision must be made now.
Well, I'm not going to. And if you don't stop babbling, I'm going for a walk.
No. No, that will not be necessary. My own time is up. I will leave you.
Thanks. Some of the characters you meet on trains. 1 minute to decide. What's he talking about? Plenty of time for that stuff later, if there's anything to it. I'm in no hurry. I've got the rest of my life.
Extra, extra! Read all about the big train disaster! Extra, extra! Read all about the big train disaster! No survivors! Extra, extra!
And God said, Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words to you. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today's Miracles was written for radio by Dick Larson and Doris Harris. In our cast today were Jack Buttram as Mr. Smith, Carl George as Mac. Others in the cast were Van Orick, George McGalliard, and Billy Pico. Recording engineer was Corbin Tabler. Miracles is directed by Jack Buttram, assisted by Carol Leggett. This is Dave Yerrick speaking. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.